State Attorney General Bob Ferguson says Johnson & Johnson has violated Washington's Consumer Protection Act. He wants the company to stop marketing its surgical mesh in Washington because it's causing serious health problems even years after the implant. The company denies that. We get more from KUOW's healthcare reporter, Ruby DeLuna.
Donna Hankins had a partial hysterectomy in 2008. Before surgery, her doctor offered to put in a surgical mesh to help with minor incontinence. She agreed. Hankins told reporters at a telephone conference immediately she experienced problems that did not stop.
The pain, the inflammation, the itching, the urinary tract infections continued for 3 years.
In 2011, she went to another doctor who told her the only way to fix it was to have the mesh removed. But doing that led to another series of complications.
I had severe pain and was rushed into emergency surgery to remove a twisted ovary. During that surgery, there were complications, and a week later, I had a third surgery.
Hankins would later learn that surgical meshes like hers can't be completely removed. The mesh is made of polypropylene, and its weaves tend to trap bacteria that cause infections and complications. At least 12,000 have been sold in Washington. The Attorney General's lawsuit alleges that for decades, Johnson & Johnson withheld information like this from doctors and consumers. In a statement, Johnson & Johnson says the allegations are unjustified and that the company acted appropriately and responsibly in marketing its product. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.